Celebrity Bricky Team listener when satire gets kicked in the teeth yet again as reality satirizes itself. When, in a crushing attack on the government, caring business class party deputy supremo Susan Lees and Dregs accused big supremo Anthony Albanese of not doing nearly enough to have True Blue Aussie exempted from Donald Trample the Paul's economic panacea. "He didn't even pick up the phone," she echoed her brilliant leader Pete. "He didn't even, you know, like, pick up the, like, you know, phone." Okay, so it was Donald Trample the Poor who didn't pick up the phone at the other end, but goodness, why let a little triviality like a fact get in the way of a good political attack? Then pointed out several countries whose supremos had rung Donald seeking an exemption. But none of them got an exemption, the interviewer commented. "Showing Anthony Albanese didn't try hard enough," Susan retorted triumphantly. Bloody hell, listener, how can satire compete with that? Speaking of not allowing trivialities like the facts get in the way, we know Lord Rupert of Wapping, through his Wapping sin, has been conducting a relentless campaign against rampant crime, particularly youth crime, and career criminals like shoplifters being granted bail. The simple solution, as Lord Rupert attests, is ban bail altogether. Lock every person arrested away for the year or so it takes to hit court, even if the charge doesn't warrant a custodial penalty. The facts? Oh, it doesn't matter. Okay, statistics show crime rates actually falling, but no, crime is out of control. Page after page of lurid headlines and sensational facts ignoring the facts to prove it. All down to the state socialists loosing these criminals onto our streets. And top marks to Supremo Jacinta Allien to workers and the police minister Anthony Carr bans bail. He's the bloke who praised the police for their restraint during that Merchants of Death Expo here last year. Gee, imagine if they'd let themselves go. Anyway, Jacinta, Anthony and the team for not telling Lord Rupert where to stick it and caving into the daily blanket attacks. We'll lock them all up and spend lots of the public purse on places on which to lock them all up and employ the private super-efficient lock-em-all-up corporates to whom we outsource public responsibility for them. Looking distressed, Jacinta said she felt deeply sorry for the hurt and pain and trauma victims had suffered. The victims of crime, Jacinta. "No, me, you've no idea of the pain and hurt and trauma I've suffered from Lord Rupert's relentless crusade." Oh dear, poor Jacinta. We have to admire how the great retail stores go out of their way to make life better for the workers they so care about, and condemn the ingratitude of those workers. Here we have the great retailers proposing a 25% wage rise for workers. Fabulous offer, who have to make no concession in return, other than giving up overtime payment, penalty rates, holiday leave loadings, well, a few little crippling work practices, workers claiming they would be up to $16,000 a year worse off. As if the great retailers would propose improvements for their workers that rip these workers off, and to show how those ingrate workers have got it so wrong, other than the 16 grand less a year bit, now caring IT administration and finance employers have seen the great benefit to workers from the retailers' magnanimous offer and also offered to slash crippling work practices for a wage increase. And would you believe, would we believe, the bloody unions reckon it's a rip-off as well. How shattered the poor caring employers must be that such an act of generosity is met with such contempt from those whose lives they are simply trying to make that little bit better, apart from the 16 grand less. To make matters worse, what have the evil unions got against policies to address climate change, if there is such a thing, attacking poor Elector, real name, the company building the grid to connect renewable energy to the main transmission lines? The ETU took this socially conscious company to the federal court just because it refused to allow it to talk to its workers, who in turn were employed by a non-union labour hire company. Let's make that clear. A non-union labour hire company. which means they have made a choice, a deliberate choice, not to let unions in the door, not to let evil unions speak to their workers. It's their right. But the court ruled the ETU has a right not only to talk to the workers, but to sign them up. To make matters worse, the union then boasts that this is a victory. Some rubbish about cutting corners on safety, cutting wages through labour hire, and cutting unionised labour out of energy transition. The message the union raved is that True Blue Aussie's energy transition will fail unless it is built on reliable, well-paid union jobs that put workers' safety, communities and families first. How selfish, how uncaring of the common good. As Encore pointed out, having to pay workers' union rates with union crippling work practices like safety would smash the economy. To make matters worse, His Honour has reserved a penalty for Encon, punishing it for, well, simply upholding its right to keep unions out of the way. Sorry, listener, it gets even worse. Worse. Great resource giant Rio Tinto, the planet, workers in the Pilbara have voted to join the Western Mine Workers Alliance, allowing them to bargain and, take protected industrial action. This at a caring employer which has led the long-running de-unionisation of the resource industry workforce in the Pilbara. Or, as the True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review reported just yesterday, the union's success may realise Rio Tinto the planet's worst fears. Fears. Poor Rio Tinto. Why destroying 60,000 years of rock art pales, listener? And all this against a backdrop these caring employers are attempting to redress. The latest Hilda report, Household Income and Labour Dynamics, showing inequality is at its widest level since Hilda first reported in 2001. On a positive note, we have to have a positive note through all this gloom brought on by evil unions and lazy avaricious workers, a positive note at the other end of the scale, the filthy rich are getting filthy richer. But these caring employers are doing no more than offer workers a magnanimous wage increase to address the inequality bit, apart from the $16,000 a year bit. And what thanks? None. No thanks at all. The poor resource giants are copping it from all directions, although thankfully in this case they can pass the buck, or more correctly, not be liable for destroying traditional terra nullius non-land, non-people culture and lands. For the High Court ruled that the terra nullius non-land, non-people actually do have some land and deserve compensation for that land being illegally acquired by governments handing it to the resource giants, declaring these non-people's non-land is these non-people's land. Thankfully, the public purse will have to pick up the massive compensation bit, and not, as some long-haired, commie, greedy, black armband spoil sports might argue is just, not the resource giants who actually benefited from the land grab. But doesn't it show how difficult it is being a great resource giant? Yet, against the odds, they go out of their way to make life a little bit better for all of us as they selflessly push on in the transition from themselves to themselves. Take dedicated corporate climate campaigner Mike Cannon Brakes Lining, endorsing his commitment to addressing climate change, if there is, by sponsoring one of the vroom vroom teams that have invaded Melbourne. What better for the environment than 4 days of screeching air and noise pollution roaring round a public park? Don't know why pollution brings us back to Donald Trample the Poor, but our tertiary institutions and researchers are complaining at a simple request from Donald to inform him within a few hours if in any research grant that may involve some US of the UN of the US of the world money, albeit but a fraction, there is any connection to evil China or to anything other than the recognition of but two sexes or other anti-social issues like questioning the inalienable rights of corporate plunder. Answer yes and we withdraw the grant. Don't answer within the hour and we withdraw the grant. A simple request. Yet the researchers and tertiary unions are accusing poor Donald of foreign interference, when we know it's ludicrous to think Donald would interfere in anybody else's business. Finally, more interference. This UN of the US of the UN of the world, so-called human rights body, has accused poor Zion, doing nothing more than slaughter, destruction and genocide, of sexual assault against non-land non-people, destroying frozen non-land non-people embryos and maternity hospitals and, well, what the UN body calls genocide. Anti-Semitic, Zion responded. Gee, who would have seen that coming? Attacked just for ensuring there will be less and less of another Semitic non-land non-people. Good morning.